This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 51 for Monday, September 9th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is on the rise on Monday morning, finding support from gains in vegetable oils. Chicago soybean and European rapeseed are higher to start the week, while Malaysian palm oil is lower. Crude oil is making small gains. Statistics Canada reported today that as of July 31st, Canadian canola stocks totaled 3.1 million tons, in line with trade expectations and up 67% from 1 year earlier. China announced today it has started an anti-dumping investigation into Canadian canola imports from 2023. The Canadian dollar is down more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. The November canola contract is up $13 per ton at $582.20. In the U.S., corn and wheat are lower, while soybeans are making double-digit gains. The average yield estimate for U.S. corn ahead of Thursday's monthly supply-demand estimates from the U.S. Department of Agriculture is 182.4 bushels per acre, compared to 183.1 in August. Production is estimated to be 15.076 billion bushels, compared to 15.147 billion in the August report. Forward sales for new crop U.S. corn were at 11.24 million tons as of August 29th, up 8% from 1 year ago and one of the highest figures over the past 10 years. The December corn contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.05. The trade estimated the average U.S. soybean yield for this Thursday's report to be 53.2 bushels per acre, unchanged from the August report. Production was also pegged to be unchanged at 4.589 billion bushels. Forward sales for new crop U.S. soybeans were at 11.82 million tons, the fourth lowest total in 15 years. Low waters on the Mississippi River are raising barge rates and creating shipping delays, with little expectations of levels rising this fall. The Paraguay River in South America, a major thoroughfare for grains and oilseeds, has hit a record low, while the Paraná River in Brazil is also low. The November soybean contract is up 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.17. Canadian wheat stocks were at 4.583 million tons as of July 31st, lower than the 5.625 million 1 year earlier. The trade estimated U.S. wheat ending stocks for 2024-25 at an average of 823 million bushels, down 5 million from the August report. World ending stocks would be down 1.31 million tons at 255.31 million. Forward sales for U.S. new crop wheat was at 10.363 million tons, 46% of the USDA's forecast total for the marketing year. The December Chicago wheat contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.62. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.72. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.06. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, September 9th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.